And those are the 305 bells. Back at 305, though, kind of works out perfectly. This is a game night song.
Yeah, this will get you jacked up.
Oh, hell's bells. All right, so again, abbreviated Hockman and Crowder show today. We've only got 55 minutes left. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour. We'll talk some Hurricanes and give him some lines to work into Saturday's broadcast for the Canes against Ball State. Couple things that I should probably note. We have Marlins tickets to give away, and I've got to do it before 4 o'clock. So either at the end of this segment or in one of the next couple of segments here, we'll give away Marlins ticket. Marlins season winding down. We have tickets for Beer Fest, which is September 21st when the Braves come to town. And if you go there, you can enjoy a sampling of domestic, international, and local craft brews. And you got to be 21 or over to win this contest. And again, I haven't given away the tickets yet today, and we have to do it in the next 53 minutes. So keep listening, and we'll give away those Marlins tickets.
My bad, I was late. I was watching Crowder Squid Games.
Now, what is Crowder Squid Games?
So when it rains a lot, the ants crawl on your house to get away from the moist ground. And I found a way with this little taro juice. It's like an ant bait. You can take the ant line and put it on like a flat surface where the lizards can get. And all the ants come down to the bait and they surround it to eat. And the lizards light their ass up. Bink, 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 bink. And it's 7-8 lizards just eating ants all day long. It's so fun to watch.
Interesting. Keeps you occupied, huh?
Man, I could watch lizards eat ants for an hour.
All right, I don't have time for this. We're so pressed for time. Let's get headlines. I don't have time for this. We're trying to jam so much into the next 52 minutes.
Write down Squid Games for tomorrow. We got to speak about this. This is fun.
All right, put that on the list, Solana. Let's get a quick look at headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
You don't have time for this either. Hawk just told me we got to skate through headlines. But how about this from Barry Jackson? The Miami Heat will unveil their statue for Dwayne Wade on October 27th.
Gotta be kidding me.
Then have a ceremony on October 28th, their home game against the Detroit Pistons.
Well, wait a second. They're unveiling the statue on one night and then celebrating it another night?
They'll unveil the statue. I imagine there'll be a little cloth over it.
Rip that baby off. Yeah, I know how a statue gets unveiled.
They're going to do a helicopter it in and sit it down?
When, how on earth? How else would you unveil a statue?
They'll rip that cloth off. It'll be Dwayne Wade and Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg and me. The four of us will rip that cloth off. And then the next night, they'll celebrate that statue at the Heat home game against the Detroit Pistons. That's October 28th.
All right. That's worthy of a night. I don't know, two nights. I think MJ at the United Center, they did it in one night. But Dwayne Wade seems to get a night like every other week for something. It's a little much already. The guy owns the Utah Jazz. He owns the Jazz.
Oh, it's Dwayne Wade, though.
Right. How many nights can we say it's Dwayne Wade, though?
It's 82.
The street's name for him.
Every Heat game at home should be Dwayne Wade.
I can't believe you put me down this rabbit hole. Let's get the headlines here, Solana. We have no time.
The Miami Dolphins, they play the Buffalo Bills tonight. Dwayne Wade, ironically, will be honored at halftime. No, I'm joking. Raheem Mostert is out, okay? Raheem Mostert,
right,
we know, is out. Devon Achane, game-time decision. I've been just refreshing Twitter. Unfortunately for you, Hawk, the first thing that keeps coming up is Dwayne Wade night. I apologize. But, I haven't seen anything yet on Devon Achane. I heard Tobin say today that he posted some sort of like hype message on social media, on Twitter. I don't know if you guys saw that. As of right now, game time decision for Devon Achane. Liam Eikenberg is going to play. And that's the plan right now. I imagine Jalen Wright, because of Mostert being out, he will be activated for this game.
By the way, I see on Twitter, Hard Rock Stadium parking for tonight's Dolphins game is sold out. So do not arrive to the stadium without a parking pass. If you don't have one, you have to use Park and Ride. Just go to hardrockstadium.com or go to Hard Rock Stadium on Twitter. But don't show up at the parking lot and think that you're going to hand them a 20 and get in. You won't.
I'll be there, and I'm going to leave my windows down.
That's a good idea.
See what happens when you roll your windows up at Hard Rock. Yep.
No problems. I don't want no problems. In fact, if I was going to the game tonight, I'd take my windows out.
Don't even have windows.
There's no shot Tyreek Hill's driving in this game tonight, right?
Yep. Same
well,
car.
If he doesn't have parking, he's going to be SOL because there's no parking left at Hard Rock Stadium.
It is tough, though. I had to call the Dolphins to get a parking spot because the vendor, you know, I have the restaurant thing. The vendor parking is in Hialeah somewhere. I was like, I need to park closer than this. And I called my Dolphin, you know, old Nat Moore and Eric. Mm-hmm. And then they hooked me up.
You were on the driveway yelling, call Drew! Call Drew!
Yeah.
Too soon?
It says no windows on the back of the parking pass.
If you need help with park and ride directions, by the way, check out our podcast last Friday around the 3 o'clock hour. I broke it down for everybody.
They should be there yesterday.
Solana's got a bus taking you wherever they might feel like. Maybe the stadium, maybe not. All right, anything else? Because I got to get the Don Bailey Jr. this hour.
Yeah, the only other headlines I have that aren't Heat-related is that the Pac-12 announced Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, and Fresno State will be joining the conference in 2026. So
that definitely kind of saves them.
Fresno.
Yeah, so that's your new look Pac-12. Basically the Mountain West with the three teams already in the Pac-12. All right, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
Stop talking, Crowder. You're about to say something again that's going to send us down a rabbit hole. Yes, you are. I can see it in your face.
There's a headline that's happening next year.
two years from now.
I didn't even gather that. I mean, it was news today, but not on our show. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean, it's a major college football news.
Is it? Who's listening to us right now that cares about that? Dennis Dodd? He already knows.
A big Fresno State contingency. He's making it long, Hawk. I'm not making it long.
No, you were going to fire that off. I saw it in your eyes.
Want to talk about these ants and these lizards?
So we're just going to gloss over
more than the Dwayne Wade night.
We're just going to gloss over today being National Video Games Day and National Chocolate Milkshake Day, I guess.
Unfortunately, so, yes. Mm.
All right, that's your weather.
All right, very good. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Don Bailey Jr. is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. DBJ will be on the call with Joe Zagacki Saturday, 3:30 kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium. You will hear it here, 560 WQAM, Hurricanes host Ball State. I think the last I saw, Crowder, the Hurricanes are 36.5-point favorites on Saturday. So hopefully no letdown game. We haven't had any letdowns in the first two games.
I was at FAMU, and it's been two exemplary wins. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, DBJ, and by the way, as we bring on Don Bailey Jr. here, reminder, if you're looking for Canes merchandise, Caneswear on University Drive in Davie or caneswear.com, have they had any faults in two games, DBJ? I know it's early in the season, but is there, like, I don't know, any missteps or any warning signs that you've seen from the Canes in two games?
No, not really. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, the only thing that's worrisome if in today's day and age, and I think for most football teams, I think there's probably five in college football that don't have the worries, but, you know, is depth. You know, I don't like not having, you know, Jalen Rivers last week at left tackle. You know, I think that you know, had you started two new guys, one at left guard and one at left tackle, and if you're doing that at Louisville or Florida State, or you know, if you're dealing, you get deeper into this deal, that has an effect. But I think injuries are the only things that can get in your way right now.
And DBJ, one thing, actually, we were talking earlier about the thing with the Dolphins tonight. I am concerned with their run defense. The Canes, I don't think, honestly, I can tell you Florida wasn't trying to beat nobody's ass in the trenches, and I don't think FAMU had the personnel. Can the Canes, could they go up against one of these Georgias or Michigans that's going to run the ball 35 times? Are they ready for that?
Channing, I think they're about as close to being ready as you can be, but I think you got to play that game. And one thing that's happened under Coach Cristobal, and it was forecast because it's his personality and Coach Mirabal's personality, is they're going to build an offensive line. I mean, they are, that offensive line can probably push as well as anybody in the country. So I think that, you know, they're building that up. Now the defensive line seems to be holding up okay. They've got the speed on the outside. You know, I wouldn't tell you that they've got a first round pick on the inside. And that's the guy that I always like to see is a top round pick at defensive tackle. But, you know, I think Reuben Bain's got to get back into the mix. If he's healthy and they've got everybody, I think they can hold up for 60 minutes against anybody. If he's, you know, he's a big difference maker because he can play all four spots, and he's 285 pounds, and he's, you know, big enough and strong enough to hold his own, you know, inside. So I think he's a big part of it. And if he's healthy, I think they can hold up against anybody.
I was asking Gino in the last hour, DBJ, I feel like, and this is just based on, you know, PTSD from the last decade or so, that Ball State or USF the following week, that would be like one of those disaster games where all of a sudden it's a game and it shouldn't even be a game. This year, I don't feel that way. I'm so confident in this team through two games. Is this an unwarranted confidence that I have, or am I right on?
Channing, help me with this. Tell him that we're raised to go 1 week at a time. I can't even. I mean, Ball State, Miami's going to beat Ball State. If they don't beat Ball State, it's going to be, you know, a very, very, very big disappointment. From what I've seen of South Florida, and I'll be honest, I took a peek at them today, is that's a far better football team. I will be more concerned with South Florida.
I'm more concerned about them. I am. They hung with Alabama till the fourth quarter last week.
Yeah, they did, and they hung with them the year before at home, right? Mm-hmm. So they have they've proven that they can do that. And you've got that built-in rivalry deal where you got a bunch of kids from South Florida and the state of Florida, and that always amps it up more than normal. But I'm more concerned with South Florida. And they've got a quarterback that's pretty darn special themselves. So, you know, whenever you have a guy that makes a difference at that position, you're probably going to be in every game. I am not as concerned about Ball State.
And DBJ, what's the goal? I know, and you're right. Like the coach, we go in FAMU, Western Kentucky, San Jose State University. At Florida, we play the cupcakes every year. And you go in saying, this is just like playing Tennessee. This is just like playing Florida State. It's really not. What is that goal? Is it to dominate, to have the starters out by halftime? Is it you need to see that it looks a certain way before you put them? Like, what's the goal? If you think, even FAMU, I was there at the game, DBJ. You could tell.
Why didn't you come say hello, man? You didn't come say hello to us. What's wrong with you?
Well, 203 Cracked. It's my new restaurant we just opened. And
he's got a restaurant now at the stadium. He's got a restaurant.
So, you know, I'm over there dealing with business, DBJ. So if you want to come over on Saturday, you know, hang out with us, you know, I'll get you a free tap water.
He's doing
it. I appreciate this free tap water. Huh?
I was saying, you're doing your business at the stadium, but you work our show into it. Like, you're a you can't work a few minutes in for DBJ Crowder?
I'm gonna bring you some over to eat, but I have a POS system. If you have a credit card, you could tap it.
all about that money, baby. I understand. All about that money. I bet you charge. You probably even charge for ice, don't you?
see what happens the next time you need some free laminate, Crowder. You guys going to bring his
No, I know how that works. See, he charges big and begs for and doesn't want to pay for nothing, dude. It's a one-sided deal. It's free, 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 and then it's pay, pay, pay. I understand. Mm-hmm. I got it.
DBJ, I save a 15 cent.
Huh?
But DBJ, really, watching these games that should be dominating games, is there a score you want to get to? Is it a look you want to have? When is it okay, let's take out Cam?
So, for me, if you're Miami going into this week or last week, you never – if you score too much, you're running it up. If you don't score 50, you didn't do enough. Those games never get talked about in a good way. You won, you should have won. You threw for 400, you should have thrown for 400. You had 5 touchdowns, should have had 6. To me, it's how I remember. It's the first team goes the first half. You might sub some of the special teams, you know, the specialty guys, the receivers and backs. And then the first team goes at least the first drive of the second half. And that's how I've always thought that it works best. And then you start subbing, because in today's world, I think substitution in college football, substitution is more important than ever before, because you've got such turnover every single year in your roster. And you better... whether they're great players coming out of high school and they're not getting enough playing time, they don't think they're getting enough burn on the field, then you're going to have to have conversations about that. If you're trying to fill in the gaps from guys that are leaving, you've got to make sure that those guys get reps. And then, of course, the more you get experience in a season, the more you can overcome the injury bug if it hits you. So, I mean, to me, in a game where you're ahead and you're playing, you play the starters the first half, first drive of the third quarter, and then you see what happens after that. And if it starts getting out of hand, the starters go back in. If the other guys aren't doing a job, you put them back in, because you got to win the football game. And, you know, I don't think you want to put it in a kicker's hands to win a game like that or put yourself in harm's way.
Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call this Saturday, 3:30 kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium. Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. and Josh Darrow. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM, executive produced by Victor Bermudez, who does a fantastic job with his production of the game. We owe you an apology for last week. I said this on the air yesterday or the day before. We gave you terrible lines. We set you up to fail. I don't feel good about what transpired in the FAMU game. We didn't do our job, and therefore we made your job difficult. So we apologize.
It's okay. It's all right. Well, you know, they took me out in the second half, so that's okay. I got them.
Well,
they took me out in the second
half. That's what Crowder said. Crowder said I just coached a bad game. Like, I had a bad game plan. Like, that schematically, it was a bad game plan, and the onus was on me last week, and I felt terrible. I knew it, and you were a gamer, but that was all on me, and we apologize, and I hope we can put that game behind us, and like you said earlier, just go week by week.
Week by week. We're gonna play the game, not the name. That's the new thing out there now. Play the game, not the name of the opponent. So we're gonna play this game new. I'm ready for you. Bring them on. I know you're gonna redeem yourself.
Yes. Now I'm gonna give you this piano chord again, because I want you to give it another shot. No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
What a setup! God dang it! You are crazy, bro. It's like. It's like I'm apologizing to my wife. I'm sorry I came home late. I'm sorry I didn't come home at all. I'm sorry. But by the way, I'm going out tonight. That's what I mean.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Set it up like I was a nice guy there for a second.
Here
we go. We're going to start. Here's what we want you to work into this week's broadcast. Did you see that Kendrick Lamar was announced as the halftime performer at the Super Bowl this year?
It just missed me. If it wasn't on my stat sheet, I didn't see it. So, no, I did not see that.
Well, Kendrick Lamar will be performing at halftime. He's had a rap battle over the summer, I guess, with Drake. But The song that put the death knell to Drake is Not Like Us. We gave you a little clip from this song. See if you can work this into the broadcast on Saturday.
They not like us. 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 They not like us.
And if you could do it kind of as Kendrick Lamar, you know, they not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
They not like us. That's Kendrick Lamar.
Well, that's Lendrick Lamar. But it's closer. And that's my good friend, Lendrick Lamar.
I'm going to do it like Mark Hockman does it.
If you could keep that cadence, you know, they not like us. They not like us.
Like us. Yeah, well. Cadence, yes, I should be able to keep that cadence.
Because I don't want you just to blurt out, they not like us, they not like us, they not like us.
You want me to have a little rhythm with it?
Yes, yes. And we're going to send you the audio clip so that you can
practice,
okay?
Good luck,
Can you play that one more time, Dan? Can you play it one more time, Dan?
They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us.
So it's a four shot, right? They not like us. They not like, right? It's four of them, right? That's what we're doing?
It was six of them, actually. It's 3-3.
Oh, it's a 3-3. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I'll send you the clip. You'll get it by game time.
Should I get Joe to do three and I do three, or should I just rip off all six myself?
Maybe we'll give Joe some of the Drake lines, and you guys can have an actual rap battle in the booth. So how about this? And I wanted to give you quick lines this week. I don't know. I'm assuming everyone's heard this commercial. It drives me bonkers. This jingle gets in my head and it becomes an earworm and I can't stop hearing it in my head. You ever heard that Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace commercial, DBJ?
Yeah, about the windshield, right?
Yes, yes. Play this, yes. Dan.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
You think you could just sing that at some point during the broadcast?
Safe Life Repairs, Safe Life Replace. Yeah, sure, easy.
Safe Light,
no problem.
Though. Safe Light, not Safe Life. Yeah, and maybe you and Joe want to sing it together.
I'm not singing Life. Yeah, I'll be. You want Joe and I to do that as well?
It would be great if the two of you together. Safe Light Repairs, Safe Light Replace.
He'll never do it, but that's okay. That's right. He'll never do it.
Play it one more time, Dan.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Work it in, you know?
We can work that in. That's for sure we can work that in.
And then this is another jingle I hear all the time, especially when I'm watching like daytime TV. You ever see those J.G. Wentworth commercials? J.G. Wentworth, 877 cash now. You ever see those?
I never watched daytime TV, so I do not see that.
Oh, you're so busy with the flooring company.
No, I'm sorry.
Crowder with his restaurant.
My flooring company. I'm kidding with the restaurant. What are we working a jingle for his new restaurant? That's who we should be helping out.
That's the deal. Don't worry. I got you next week.
All right. Play the J.G. Wentworth jingle for DBJ.
If you get long-term payments, but you need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
Does that ring a bell?
It rings a bell, but like, again, here we give you an inch, you take a mile. You're fine on the first one. You're good on the second. Now you put in this monster line.
Oh, come on. That's funny. And then you could sing it together with Joe. So,
if you get long-term payment, but you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
I'm not hitting that phone number, though. You want me to hit the phone number, too?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, whatever. Throw in the Don Bailey flooring number. Nobody will know.
Oh, you know what? That's a good idea. I'll throw in the flooring number. Exactly.
Play that one more time, Dan.
If you get long-term payments, but you need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
That's a good one. And you get to use the baritone there.
If you need long-term payments.
Hey, Channing, you might need to deliver that warm, lukewarm water from your restaurant to me. And right before I do that line, you need to probably punch me in my chest so I can get my voice to come to go to that level. You know what I mean?
I got you, brother.
In a paper cup. Now, I didn't want you to have to wash
it. Yeah, I was going
to
say, one lukewarm water, $8. I'll bring it right over to you.
You want ice?
I'm going to give you one more, DBJ. Okay. I think during one of the terrible calls we gave you, someone mentioned you were Joe Gilligan's Island. So I thought maybe the Gilligan's Island theme, you and I certainly know that show, backwards and forwards. Yeah, play the clip that we have here, Dan.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy aboard this tiny ship.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
Who'd you like better, Marianne or Ginger?
Well, I like Marianne because she was the girl next door. Ginger was a little too... I couldn't handle
you.
Ginger.
Ginger what? Scared you,
yeah,
buddy.
She was a star.
Ginger was that thing, DBJ.
Yeah.
Who did you prefer, DBJ?
I think Ginger would roll your eyes a little bit. You know, I think she would. I think,
no doubt.
Yeah.
But that's why I need Marianne. I need the girl next door.
Marianne.
Actually, if you really want to know something deep, dark secrets about me, I like Lovey Howell.
You like Lovey Howell.
All right. There's four calls that I think are doable. They Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar, Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace, J.G. Wentworth, and the Gilligan's Island theme. Is that better than last week?
Sure is, Lovey.
Well, thank you, Thurston. Don Bailey Jr., you will hear him on the call Saturday, 3:30, right here on 560 WQAM. It is the University of Miami and Ball State. We appreciate you being a good sport, DBJ. Oh, I guess DBJ is gone. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to wrap things up here. Moment. I got to give away the Marlins tickets. Marianne, for sure. 1,000% over.
That's why you left early.
Going to give away the Marlins tickets in the final segment of today's show, so don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't know what happened to me. I went through menopause. It's not puberty. I went through menopause.
Hawk and Crowder.
So, abbreviated show for us, Crowder, because Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana are coming up with Game Day Uncensored. They'll take you all the way up till 8:15. A little Dolphins-Bills action tonight. Line is 2.5. And obviously, we're hoping the Dolphins start the season 2-0. We'll react to it all tomorrow on the program. I want to give away these Marlins tickets. There's also something else that we do on Thursdays. It's a little fantasy football report, and that's sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. Probably need your help on that disclaimer there, Crowder. You seem to say it better than I do, although you mumble yours so quickly that we're not certain if you say it right or not. Couple of defenses you might want to exploit this week, courtesy of Pro Football Focus, and unfortunately, one of them is the Dolphins. If you're a fantasy player, they say Bills, Dolphins, Dolphins pass defense. Buffalo's historic success against Miami bodes positively for their passing offense. You have the Dolphins defense. Maybe you sit them this week and pick up a different defense. And the Chargers versus the Carolina Panthers. And you know, I am fascinated with the Carolina Panthers. Los Angeles can impose its will on Carolina's talent deficient defense. Now, if you have Carolina's defense on your fantasy team, that's on you anyway. But maybe you want to look at a different team.
Hey, solidified it with your Davion Clowney. Come on.
Do you have Bryce Young, Solana? You're such a supporter of his. There's got to be a reason.
I've got him starting for all my teams, Hawk. I'm riding the Bryce Young train.
Although you had an ally in Geno. Gino had your back on Bryce Young.
Of course. Of course he did.
A couple other things. If you're trying to win stuff, we have this chance to win a photo op and an autograph with Stanley Cup champions Alexander Barkov and Dmitry Kulikov. This is courtesy of Hollywood Collectibles. The code word today is Stanley. So text the word Stanley to 20357. That's 20357. Text the word Stanley. And if you win, you get the free photo op and autograph with Barkov and Dmitry Kulikov. That's going to be at Hollywood Collectibles this Saturday in Dania Beach. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets at HollywoodCollectibles.com. Let Crowder tell us about Ed Morse here before we leave for the evening and turn things over to Game Day Uncensored.
If y'all are ready to drive off in a new beautiful Chevy, then you gotta come to the Ready to Ride event at Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet. You want inventory? They've got inventory. 22 acres of all your favorite Chevrolets there on the lot. Rows and rows of beautiful Chevys. Get behind the wheel of a new Chevy with up to 20% off MSRP. It is a steal. 20% off MSRP. Come on now. It's crazy. Ready to ride with a new truck? Then you check out the new 2024 Silverado as low as $29,995 or buy it with 0.9% financing. Plus, at Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet, your trade is always worth more. They get you on both sides. Get a most free to trade, and if you have a beautiful new Chevy for the lowest price, make it easy to upgrade that new vehicle, the Silverado, the Equinox, the Tahoe, and more. Don't miss out on this now. Buy a new Silverado as low as $29.95 or 0.9% at the Ready to Ride event. Just click EdmoreSawgrassChevrolet.com, your lease return headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
So the Dolphins, 2.5-point favorites tonight, kickoff 8:15 at Hard Rock Stadium. Game Day Uncensored with Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana, featuring Omar Kelly and Adam Beasley. That's coming up next. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Dolphins. Mm-hmm. We will speak with you, hopefully as supporters of a 2-0 NFL franchise. We will speak with you mañana.
Jeff Wilson balls. Come eat it cracked.
You need to need. need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.